We're having a summer series of prayer at St. Cuthbert's called Sacred Pathways, based on a book by Gary Thomas with that name, which offers 9 ways to connect with God. And I can more or less guarantee that at least one of those ways will be very familiar to you if you pray at all. But maybe some of them will be something that you've never thought of as a way that you could connect to God. And there's a survey out which you can find on our website if you look for the news item Sacred Pathways, which will help you identify which of these ways you most naturally turn to. And they may offer you a suggestion of something new that you could try that will round out your prayer life. And I hope that we'll be able to learn from one another as we go through. I'm going to be interviewing people who've got a particular way of praying. And I hope also that some of you will be willing to try something new and let us know how you get on. And today we have a very famous passage from the Bible that is about bringing all that we are to God. Every dimension of our being is called on to love God. But all too often we prefer one aspect of ourselves over another. Take the classic contrast between the head and the heart. You might have heard people say something along the lines of, "Well, for years I had head knowledge about God, but it wasn't until it travelled down to my heart that I really put my faith in Jesus." Or alternatively, other people might say, "Well, it's all very well relying on your feelings, but you need some good solid facts." Some of us may see teaching and preaching as the best way to draw closer to God, while others emphasise worship and other emotive experiences to show our love for God. So which is it? Is one more important than the other in our worship? And what does the Bible say about loving God? The Bible prefers to remind us that it is healthy and good to engage with God with our whole selves, which means both our heads and our hearts. Losing this balance may even be unhealthy, and in extreme forms, dangerous. As human beings, we are complex creatures, capable of deep thought, emotion, worship, and action. And humans can learn to live in balance, integrating their whole being into everything they do, including worshipping and loving God. But how? Well, our passage today showed Jesus in conversation with a Jewish expert and agreeing on the importance of a famous command, also known as the Shema prayer, found in its original form in the book of Deuteronomy. "Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. And as for you, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength." This command was the basis of Israel's spiritual life, and Jews would recite this prayer every day. And it's telling us that every aspect of our personality can be directed in love towards God. And when we live without this balance, some parts of us can waste away, like a muscle that is underused. We don't consciously miss what we're missing, but there will always be some symptoms in our life, like a loss of freedom in worship or insecurity in our relationship with Jesus, believing that because we haven't read or learned as much as another person, our relationship is less mature, less valuable. And the expert in the law agreed with Jesus, didn't he? Saying, to love God with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbour as yourself, is more important than all burnt offerings and sacrifices. And Jesus said to him approvingly, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." There's a beautiful example of this type of balance in Psalm 119. Just listen to these verses. "With my whole heart I seek you. Do not let me stray from your commandments. I treasure your word in my heart, so that I may not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord, teach me your statutes. With my lips I declare all the ordinances of your mouth. I delight in the way of your decrees as much as in all riches. I will meditate on your precepts and fix my eyes on your ways. The psalmist is responding to God with her whole being, seeking, treasuring, blessing, declaring, delighting, meditating. No part of the self is left behind. After all, what would feeling be without thinking? And what joy could we take from an intellectual exercise that did not move our heart with emotion? The different parts of us don't have to be in opposition as we learn to love God. One doesn't have to wither to let another grow. Instead, the Bible describes our whole selves working together in a way that leads to holistic growth. As Paul said, from Christ, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. So, as we grow, we should encourage each other to press beyond our comfort zones into territory that might feel new to us. People who focus on thinking need lively emotions to keep them grounded in reality and to guide them to God. Those who are more emotional might benefit from new ideas or the practice of spiritual study. Now, I've spoken mainly so far about two sides to our character, our thoughts and feelings. But we're more complex than that. If you've done the prayer survey, you'll have begun to explore 9 different spiritual pathways. And the aim behind all this is to help us branch out into ways of prayer that we might have undervalued in the past. How did you learn to pray? Did someone teach you? Did you hear about it in sermons? Or did you watch what other people were doing and try and copy them? Think back to the ways of prayer that you first learnt when you became a Christian. Do you still pray like that? Have you ever tried new ways of praying? Maybe you're perfectly happy praying as you already do. Well, great, don't stop. But don't despise different pathways. They may open you up to a new dimension of relationship with God, a new understanding of the greatness of his love. But what about if the way you try to pray really doesn't fit you all that well? Well, perhaps if we can give you permission to try it differently, you'll discover more of the joy that Colin shared with us this morning. So what would it be like to love the Lord your God with your whole being? What would it be like to pray in ways that unlock some forgotten areas of your personality? Will it bring a new freedom, a new energy and purpose as we more fully live out the Bible's vision for humanity? I hope it will. That's why we're trying it. Amen.